first 34 chapters of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe has established the meaning of the verse. That it is very close to you in your heart and in your mouth to do. The Alter Rebbe establishes that every Jew has a neshama, and this neshama has a love and a fear of God which we inherit from our ancestors. And this love, the Ava Misoteres, this is what animates and inspires the act of a mitzvah, so that the heart is very easily involved, aroused, to participate in the mitzvah, and that is the meaning of bilvavcha, the ficho, bilvavcha, la seisei, that it's not only something you do, but it's also in your heart, there also are emotions involved, because the neshama of every Jew has ava and yira, a love and fear of God, that enliven and animate the act of the mitzvah, la seisei. So although it is not love and fear that is aroused through intellect and through contemplation of God's greatness, it's a love and fear that is given, it's an inheritance. But concerning the la seisei, concerning the deed, it is all the emotion necessary, the love and fear that is inborn in the heart, and with that love and fear, the la seisei is sufficiently animated to be a living mitzvah. Now, in Perek Lamed Hei, the Alter Rebbe explains further what is the virtue and what is the greatness of the doing above and beyond the love and the fear. Because until now it would appear, it would seem, that what the Alter Rebbe is saying is that b'sicho b'lvavcho la seisei is a minimal stage. It's not a full-fledged emotion. It's not the real love and fear that you're supposed to arouse through intellect and through contemplation of God's greatness, but it is also a love and fear. And what good is this love and fear? It is good enough to animate the act. So it's the practical part, the practical side of the emotion, that part of the emotion that is most relevant to action. So in terms of the act, that emotion animates it and enlivens it, so it is what the Alter Rebbe seems to be saying is that it is also good or good enough. Now the Alter Rebbe will explain how it is not only a second choice, an alternative for someone who can't attain the higher level, but that this itself really is the higher level. Perek Lamed Hei, on page 452 in the second volume of Lessons in Tanya. To further explain the meaning of the word to do, the significance of the doing, and also to understand a very small measure, little bit. What is the ultimate purpose of the creation of the Beinoni? Since the Beinoni is a created state, as we learned earlier, the Alter Rebbe says that the Eibishter created two kinds of people, the tzaddik and the non-tzaddik, which is the Beinoni. So we have to understand a little bit what is the purpose of the creation of the Beinoni. The Yiridas Nishmeseyim Le'elam Hazeh, and also the purpose of their descent into this world, Le'hislabesh B'nefesh HaBahamishem HaKlipa V'sitra Achra, and the purpose of their being clothed within the animal soul, which is unholy, that comes from Klipa. Since the Beinoni will not be able to banish, to displace the animal soul ever in their life, he won't be able to dislodge it from the left side of the heart. So obviously being enclosed within the animal soul is in order to change the animal soul. Otherwise, why would he have to have such close contact with it? And yet we're told that the Beinoni will not be able to change the animal soul. He won't even be able to send it away or to displace it. Not even to the degree shelayalu mimeno hirhuzim el hamayach. Even to the degree that the animal soul shouldn't be able to send unholy thoughts from the heart to the mind, to prevent an unholy thought, even this the Beinoni can't achieve. Because the essence of the animal soul that comes from Klipa, because in the essence of the soul, which is the intellect and the emotion of the soul, of the animal soul, there the Beinoni has no influence and has no power. The animal soul remains strong as at birth. Only he's a Beinoni and not a Rosha, because he doesn't allow the intellect and the emotion of the animal soul to be clothed in the garments, thought, speech, and deed. Why then did their soul come down into this world? To work in vain, God forbid, that they should work all their life to struggle with the Yetzer Hara and not be able to succeed. So let this be their consolation, to console them doubly, and to gladden their heart in God, Hashechin itam b'teich teirasam v'avidosam, who dwells with them in their Torah and their mitzvahs. And as the Alter Rebbe will explain, how the Eibishter is present in the mitzvah of the Beinoni more than in the love and in the fear of the Tzadik Gomer. In today's Hayim Yom, for the fourth of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes, as Tuchsidis, by Mittel and Rebbe, it given very still. When the Mittel Rebbe would say a Maimer, it was very quiet in the room. Und doch, fleckte Beshat Chsidis, zogen, sha, sha. And yet, in the middle of the Maimer, he would say, the Mittel Rebbe would say, sha, sha. Der Tato hat es erklärt, my father explained this, adas a given afla hashkit nevias hameichen. That was to quieten, the flow of the mind. On that medema vayer given the maimer hazeir, and with this he explained the statement of the zeir that saba, that the sage is datei sasim, his mind is concealed, his knowledge is concealed, is deep, because the shakit v'shachich, because it is still and quiet. In other words, the mind when it is a good mind, intellect when it is functional and inventive and creative, it flows with a strong current. And at the same time, in order to be wise, you have to reach conclusions, come to some conclusions, and that means quieting and stilling the flow. So this combination of a creative and active mind together with the ability to quiet it down and to draw conclusions, this is the sign of a great sage.